This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just hours now until the matchup, tens of millions will be watching.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump meet tonight in what may be their only debate before November's election. Forget never having faced off with each other. They've never even met each other.
The stakes for Tuesday night's debate couldn't be any greater.
University of Michigan presidential debate expert Aaron Call says this is essentially the general election's biggest night. There will be no bigger audience.
A minute from a 90-minute debate could impact thousands, tens of thousands of votes, which it could be enough for this very close election expected in November.
Trump's campaign says his edge is his unpredictability, comparing the challenge facing Harris to a boxer going into the ring against Muhammad Ali. But Harris is a longtime prosecutor, known for landing her own pointed punches. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Thousands are running from a wildfire east of Los Angeles called the Line Fire. The AP's Julie Walker.
The Line Fire, threatening thousands of homes and commercial structures, burning along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest just east of Los Angeles. Wildfires are burning across the West, including in Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada, where about 20,000 people have had to flee the Davis Fire burning outside Reno.
Tropical storm Francine forecast to ramp up into a hurricane before it crashes into Louisiana on Wednesday, when they expect it to be a Category 2 storm with winds of about 100 miles per hour. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry urging residents not to panic but to prepare. The Israeli military says the American activist who was shot dead in the West Bank last week was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli forces who were aiming at someone else. This is AP News. Questions now about how newborn babies were harmed at a hospital in England. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with this story.
A hospital in northwest England where a neonatal nurse, Lucy Letby, was convicted of murdering seven babies and trying to kill others, is facing an inquiry into how so many newborns were harmed. The probe at the Countess of Chester Hospital begins Tuesday against a push by supporters of Letby for a legal review of the evidence used against her. But the inquiry being held in Liverpool won't be reviewing this, instead looking at what failures led babies to be repeatedly harmed, how complaints by staff were managed, and how parents were treated. Letby, who's 34, was convicted in 2023 of the murder of seven infants and attempted murder of six others, including two attempts on one child. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.